Cherry Production.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck you, good off a perk. Get activated or get hurt.
On God.
If you ain't active, you get murked. Bitch, I don't work.
Hey, bitch.
I wanna see that ass shirt.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Make a squirt.
We on everything. Pull up on me, get your pussy ass decapitated. We ain't worried about nobody or retaliation. That's a nigga hard out, good fatality. All I did was hit this bitch, now he mad at me. I should've took that nigga bricks, you can't trap with me. I should've took that nigga life, you can't be here. Lame nigga asking why, ho, cause we here. And we got all the bands, ain't no cheese here. Shoot a nigga through his teeth and be cheesy. Nigga throw the officer's blood, gang, got they bleeding. Nigga, I break the K down for a dumb nigga. Or put that bitch back together for a fuck nigga. When it's up, boy, you know that shit stuck in the
dude. Fuck you, good off a perk.
Get
activated or get hurt. If you ain't active, you get murked.
Get murked.
Go to work.
Talk. Nigga, talk big T. Talk. Talk big T.
Make a
fuck. Yeah.
Fuck you, we make it hurt.
Bitch, you gotta pop at least two Percocets. Make me cry like Herb in the turtleneck. Bitches drop a dub on the dick, you ain't heard of that.
Work,
bitch.
Work
with Steve, make it surf. Bitch, long dick till it hurt. Bitch, showing up, bust a nut, then I jerk. Bitch, yeah, get it, the video. This shit on the floor. I got RPs for best friends, she wanna go.
Come here.
I ain't checking off no racks just to let you know. Some young bitches looking for a check and it's fuck you hoes. I sneak you bitches, be a snuff you hoes. Want some freaky bitches, now I don't trust you hoes. Want some freaky bitches, all I got is custos. Purse turn a bad bitch into a bust.
Fuck you,
good
off a purse.
Like this.
Get activated or get hurt.
Or get hurt.
If you ain't active, you get murked.
Watching you live.
Yo, what's the deal? It's your boy Bunchy Carter, man. One half of what y'all know is Cypher Sundays. We back with Freaky Friday, you know what I'm saying? We've been gone for a minute, but now we got both shows back. Tonight we got a pretty dope show. I just recently watched the Photograph movie and we go give our feedback on it. See, you know what I'm saying? How many people out there that seen it? What they thought about it, if they haven't seen it, why not, and why our movies like this don't get more promotion, better promotion. This is something that needs to happen more. You got to start supporting each other. This is only a small part of what goes into making something great. And when I say this, I mean this show, this Blackout Radio Network. This is only a small part. It's a major, big deal. I'm not trying to downplay it, but it's only a small part on a major scale of all the effort that it takes to make our type of shit number one in all markets. We already are the culture. We already are everything that everybody else tries to be. We just gotta make it valuable instead of letting it get stolen and sold for more than what we get for it. That's what I'm on. The show is gonna be a good show today. I feel like that's gonna be a good topic, something to really delve into and really write some shit down and put some good thoughts together and strategize and come up with innovative ways to network rather than just the same old like, share, and comment shit. You know what I mean? Because that's cool too, but the personal connection has been lost. Like, ain't no grassroots hustling no more. That shit needs to come back because your fans are buying shit, buying your shit because of who you are. It's a million motherfuckers out here doing what you do. What makes you different? Your connection with your fans is what sets you apart from whoever else they put you above. If they choose to listen to you over somebody else, that's something you need to be grateful for and give back for it. But I don't want to scatterbrain too much. I'm going to stay on topic with this photograph movie. For those of y'all that haven't seen it, it's starring Issa Rae and Lakeith. Without giving y'all too much of the story, I'm going to give y'all basically what's in the trailer. She's a photographer. He's a reporter. He's doing a story on a photographer, which happens to be Issa's mother in the movie. And that's how they meet, and fireworks from there. And it was shot well. These are young black people of affluence. You know what I mean? Like, neither of them are on some trying to get where they going in life type shit. Like, they're already established. They already got names. When you see everybody's credit, they did that shit. It was really well put together, and it showed us in a great light. And there was really no drop off to me in the movie. There was no drop off at all. Like, it was just good all the way through. Like, it started on a high note, it ended on a high note. There's some moments, but for the most part, it was a really, really positive movie all the way through. Really impressed. I forget the director of the movie, but before the end of the show, I'll have that information for you guys. But to say the least, I was very impressed. But Stella Magie, I don't wanna mispronounce her name, but yeah, we're gonna get into some callers right now, and let's see what y'all thought about the movie.
Eight, 7, 2, 2, 2, 3.
Yo, what's the deal?
Eight, 7, 2, 2, 2, 3, you're live.
Yo. Well, I guess they got a bad connection. This COVID 7, shit 5, got everybody flexed the flow.
757-236.
What's up, everybody?
Yo,
what's
yo,
going on?
What's up? Not much, man. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain.
That's right. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Mr. Rancella LaVar from Baltimore, Maryland.
Right on.
1.5 of Warcraft Takeover Radio Show. What's going on?
Okay. What's the deal, man? How are you?
I can't complain. Just living a dream. What's up?
That's right.
What's the topic or the special guest?
Say that again?
What's the topic or the special guest?
Oh, the topic for today is the photograph film. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's actually really good. I'm pretty much recommending it to any and everybody that I can. It's a really good movie. It's a movie with Issa Rae and Lakeith David.
Okay. Are you part of the movie or you just promoting the movie?
No, just promoting the black film. Like, you know what I mean? It's a it's one of those kind of movies, like, why don't more people know about it?
Oh, okay. Where did you find it, on Netflix or something?
No, it was actually being promoted, like, a little bit before COVID, and, like, the whole shutdown kind of messed up the release and everything, so I just ended up buying it on Prime, and when I watched it, I really liked it. I was glad I bought it.
You said you found it online?
Yeah, I bought it on Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Okay, I can't hear you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. I guess the connection is pretty bad.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's clear now. I just can't really, honestly, can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I look into it. Just on, who is Bunchy?
Yeah, this Bunchy.
All right, just tag me, put in your post. I'll look into it when I get in the house.
All right, for sure. I'll tag you in.
What Princess said? It's kind of quiet over there.
Yeah, it's, she under the, having relayed. I'm looking forward to hearing from her. But we keeping the show going, you know what I mean?
Well, most definitely. Yeah, I seen you one man. I thought you were talking to two other people. I thought it was you and a special guest.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, it's still me and Princess, but she just.
No,
I'm just
wanted to know.
I'm
here somebody today. Okay. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to her. Because, I mean, I seen y'all been pulling.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud of y'all coming back to the team.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even be in this network.
Yeah, that's how it works. Shit. I can't complain to you. I found out through a person in Baltimore about Black Tear, and I stuck with him ever since.
Word. So,
give
me
my shot. I give everybody a shot.
Right,
I can't hear you.
What the people got to look forward to? What we got
They got looking forward to what I got coming up. I got a lot of shows coming up. I got some surprise stuff I'm going next month. I mean, and then this month for somebody.
Okay.
I still do my catering, so they got to look forward to me to be on TV again. World Crest Takeover, World Crest ENT. We got a couple showcases, a couple comedy shows that's coming up. We got a tour stopping in Montana, August the 29th or the 30th. Any artists want to get on there, hit me up with Mr. Rantel that. That's an independence tour coming up in July. I got a whole bunch of stuff coming up. Just got to open up the world. Once I open up the world to everybody, I can actually post it and talk about it more. But right now I'm just talking, so I'm going to be speaking on it until it actually reopens. But Montana's locked in. So Montana, August the 29th, the 30th, Fairground. So any artists want to perform, all ages. We got lodging included in the package. Anybody need flights? We got that too. The headliners are going to be Quarter Pound, Raging Out from Connecticut with his Teflon ENT. Shout out to Bridge the Gap Magazine. They're actually one of the people. I'm one of the special guests is going to be there.
Okay.
So, anybody want to perform, showcase their talent, host, anything? Just hit me up on Mr. Rantella on IG. I'll give you all the details on my page. Also, it's on side Mike Amazing, which is Mike.4456 on IG. So they blessed me to come out there as a special guest. So I'll be in his issue number 4 of the magazine.
Hell yeah.
So anybody want to get the magazine placement, hit me up about that. I got a lot of stuff, man. I got a lot of stuff. Well, definitely. I got to check out y'all, too. I mean, y'all been trying to keep me over the East Coast all my life, so I got to go and see what the West Coast is about.
Yeah, of course.
See, I'm going Midwest anyway. I'm going all the way to fucking Montana, so that's a little ways right there itself.
Might as well keep coming on down.
I don't know. I got to see what colors I got to wear, though. I'm kind of neutral, so I might have to wear white.
Right on. I don't
want to
be rude, man, but I want to get some more callers on the line.
We're
going to take a couple.
Oh, go ahead, man. I appreciate it, man. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Appreciate
it.
Yep. Anytime, man. Shout out to y'all, too, man. Keep on doing y'all stuff. You, Princess, all the whole back office. All right, appreciate it.
You too, man. Yeah, next caller.
872-223.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo, what's the deal?
What's up, y'all? What are we talking about on the radio? What you want me to say?
Oh, shit, man. I mean, let the people know who you are and where you call it from.
I bet. It's KVNG Dino. I'm from Chicago, Chi-Town, West Side. You feel me? I'm an upcoming artist. You feel me? I'm just wanting people to check me out. I got some stuff on the way.
Word.
To tune in. Shit,
okay, what's up?
Huh?
What you got? What you got? You got anything specific you want people to pay attention to? Any releases, singles, anything like that?
Yep. I have a single coming out that's on the way right now. It's called Quick Flow. I'm dropping that next week. So be on the lookout for that. It's something new, it's something different, you feel me? I'm a different breed when it comes to the music stuff. So you feel me?
I
have an album I'm putting together right now, so I'm waiting for the summer to come. I'm gonna catch people off guard, you feel me? I'm gonna drop some hot shit for them. I'm just ready.
That's what's up. I like the fire. You gotta call in on Sunday so you can get in on the Cypher Sunday contest.
Oh yeah, I'm down. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that. Thanks for putting me on with this.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, today's topic is the movie Photograph. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, well, I'm gonna refer it to you, man. That's a cool little date movie, my nigga. When you get on and you get to doing your thing or whatever, it's gonna give you the same kind of vibe as Love Jones. It's like a real like date type of movie. Like you throw it on with your girl and you might not make it through the movie.
Oh, I get it. I get what you said.
Word.
Oh God, so, I'm gonna check it out.
The Photograph is with Issa Rae and Lakeith David.
All right, The Photograph. Hey, type that in for me.
Yeah.
I got that down. I'm gonna go get that.
Yeah, man. For sure. But let the people know one more time where they can find you.
I'm on Facebook, KVNG DENO, Instagram, KVNG _DEN0. You can follow me on Instagram. I have two pages. I have a production page and I have a personal blog. They both say the same name. Snapchat, if y'all want to see me drop my snippets and stuff on Snapchat, I'll drop it on Snapchat too. It's at AYO_HAVINDSHYT.
Word.
Hey. Want to check out, you feel me? Just I can drop some freestyles. I got some stuff on the way. Trust and believe. I'm going blast, and I'm going to be on that ass. So.
For sure. Hell yeah, man. Hit us up. Make sure you hit us up Sunday. For sure. Sunday at 1 o'clock Pacific. What time zone you in?
What time? Right now it's 2:18. So I think I'm in U.S. Central.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you gonna hit us up at 3 o'clock.
I
3
bet.
O'clock on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to be there.
All right, man, for sure. Thanks for calling in.
For the opportunity, bro. See you Sunday. Or
well,
yeah, see you Sunday. All right, bet.
Hell yeah. Bet. All right, next caller.
419-901.
Yo, what's going
Yo,
on?
What's the deal?
Oh, man, just chilling, man, you know. Oh, just taking it
That's
easy,
fine.
Man, staying out the way. Yeah.
All right, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Tony Storm, man. I'm calling from the west side of Toledo right now, man. As far as that movie, I never seen that movie, but I was looking for something new to check out, man. So I might have to go peep that. You said it's Issa Rae in it?
Yep.
Yeah, I might have to check that out.
Yeah, it was real dope, man. Like I said, it gave you like the Love Jones type of vibe, you know what I'm saying? It was cool.
That's what's up. Yeah, I be looking for stuff to watch for my old lady, man, you know?
Yeah, and it's all the way positive. She'll enjoy it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool. It was nice to watch, you know what I'm saying? No, it didn't make you feel embarrassed, you know what I'm saying, or nothing like that. Like, nah, that's not how you get down. It was all factual.
Yeah,
cool.
That's cool, man. They got a good message in it then.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. But shit, what you got going on as of right now?
Ah, man, I'm waiting on the city to open up, man, before I can I got a lot of stuff I want to get to doing, man. I want to work on this tape like I was supposed to start before we went on lockdown, but that lockdown shit messed everything up. So I got to get back to recording and go get my hands busy, man, doing some work and get some clean money coming in, man, so I can get this shit going.
Yeah. Well, shit, I got to inbox me, man. I got some information for you. If you self-employed, they doing a pandemic emergency assistance, and PUA, pandemic unemployment assistance. So
okay, because I ain't been
doing a job
since that shit.
if you doing a job where this shit has you not working, then you file for
right.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way
all
to
right,
go.
All right, well, you said it's called it's called what now? I'm going to make sure I got it.
It's called PUA, Pandemic Unemployment Assistance.
Unemployment Assistance.
Yep. And you can go on there and you could be on payroll or you could be sole proprietor. But you can as long as you can do all your shit there.
That's what's up. Hey, you mind if I spit a couple bars or what?
Man, go ahead. Do your thing. It's about promotion.
All right, look, I did this little entry for the hunting season challenge, man. It was on Instagram, Jada and them. I think it was Jada or Hot 97 or something. It's on my Instagram, though, but it'd be like remarkable poetry. Yeah, I go hard so you know it's me. I'm the spark to the cocoa leaf. Turn your heart to the soldiers beat. Swinging hard to my shoulders weak. Be cautious when approaching me. Been so lost, I floated deep, but this bought me some groceries. Cash, you starving artists talking bomb shit, strong as garbage. I holocaust shit, Molotov shit, y'all unconscious. Smoke inhalation, flow innovation. Bro been so patient, don't get no paper. Broke entertainment is hopeless and basic. It's time we start a coalition of the coldest spitters. Younger niggas, older killers, nice on the mic on they business. Unload, reload, that's just a clip. Pull up, I'm squeezing. Rappers without no rhymes ain't got no motherfucking reason. It's the socially awkward that knows that he's awesome. Who can smoke when he wants to, when vocals be godsend. As a kid, if his family out in hoes, I'd be knocking. So when Pops took us to Aldi's, I was going to be shopping. Y'all was chasing cut up, I was cutting pieces. Y'all still ain't out the woods yet. And it's hunting season, motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my it's on my Instagram though. If you search Tony Storm on Instagram scroll down there to the hunting season challenge.
Up on Sunday so you gotta hit us up on Sunday so you can get into the Cypher Sunday challenge.
Yeah.
I think we need three or four more people. Princess got it for sure, but I think it's four.
Okay, I'm gonna try to make sure I can do that.
Right now, we're trying to get 10 people.
Okay, cool. But shit, I'm gonna try to make sure I can do that, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. So,
yeah.
What time is it?
Shit, it's 3:00 here, 3:23.
Okay, so you gonna call in? So you gonna call in Sunday at 4:00?
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Call in Sunday at 4:00, your time.
All right, for sure. I appreciate it, man.
It was good talking to you, man. Let the people know one more time where they can find you.
For sure. Tony Storm everything, man. Tony Storm 419 on Instagram. Tony Storm on YouTube. Come and subscribe, like, comment, share. And also, my beat stars is Tony Storm. I make beats, too. I don't just MC. I produce, so I got a BeatStars page, BeatStars.com. You can search Tony Storm. I got some shit on there, and it's pretty affordable, too. So.
Work.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
Well, I appreciate it, fam.
Right on. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling in.
No doubt. Peace.
Peace. So what we could take callers, go into a mix. I'm kind of feeling the mix right now. If we got one to pull up. And then we can get back into some callers.
Oh, shit, the line's kind of busy. We don't want to take two more.
Okay, yeah, let's take two more.
6-2-6-4-9.
Yo,
this your boy Black Nero from Pasadena, California.
What's the deal?
Calling in, tapping in with y'all.
What's the deal, bro?
Man, out here promoting my little clothing line. I'm starting up once this little COVID thing situation get done. It's called Black Melrose.
Okay.
But I'm giving back to the community though. So I'm gonna be doing a little raffle later on where I'm giving out $1,000 to anybody around the world for my clothing line.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. So that'll be jumping off after this little pandemic, whatever they want to call this.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to
ever,
do.
Have you ever thought about doing it digitally through a drop ship?
No, I'm not even new. I'm new to this.
Okay, so they have drop shipment. They got drop shipment sites where you send them the design and you tell them what you want, whether you want shirts, hoodies, whatever, and they send everything out for you, and they just pay you. You pay them
a cut for running your store.
Yeah, you pay them a cut for running your store, and you just sell all your shit through them. They promote it and everything for you.
That sounds like a plan, because I'm just corporate thugging right now, trying to get everything.
Look into drop shipment sites. That'll be a good look.
Okay, I'm going to have to get that to my manager. But I just want to give y'all props to keep this radio show going. I like what y'all doing.
Man, appreciate
giving everybody an opportunity to promote. So it's a blessing. And I hope everybody stays safe out there.
Yes, indeed. Same to you, man. So the topic for today is a movie, The Photograph. Have you ever seen it?
No. I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm recommending everybody that have a... Yeah, it was... Because today is our Freaky Friday show. So the topic for the show was a movie called The Photograph. And it's like on a Love Jones type of vibe. It's with Issa Rae and Lakeith David.
I'm not going to even lie to you, brother. The last time I've seen a movie was Jurassic Park and Jumanji. I'm going to keep it real. I don't even go to the movies. I don't even dibble and dabble in that. Because I got a lot of stuff to do, and I got a lot of people out here that's homeless. So that's my main focus right now, is focusing on the people that's homeless.
All
right,
that's what's up.
So that, yeah. So that's a good thing.
That's what's up. Yeah, you know, I felt like it didn't get a lot of attention. It's a black film with black actors, you know what I'm saying? And it was really nicely done. So I felt like it deserves the shout out.
Yes, sir.
And what better platform to give it than Black Owl Radio?
Amen. Now, love is Black Owl Radio. The best.
Yeah, man. We. I'm a part of something really incredible. Definitely something bigger than myself, and I'm grateful.
Excellent. That's a blessing, brother. You guys continue to do what you guys do, and we're going to keep on blessing the world.
Same to you, man. Let the people know where they can find you, if you got any kind of links where they can donate or anything like that.
Well, I just started Instagram because I'm not too good with this social media stuff. So if they want to find me, you can find me on social media, Instagram. That will be Black Melrose. And then you can find me on SoundCloud, too, because I have a little bit of music, too. I have some artists I'm going to be bringing out for the young generation. Singers, pop, you name it, different genres.
Also, have your manager look into a 501c3 for you. That's a tax code for a nonprofit. And anything you make under that is tax deferred. You won't pay no taxes on whatever you make. But you can't show profit either. it's kind of a win-win. Your money is always going and coming, but you don't pay no taxes on it.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Money ain't everything. I want to tell everybody that, too. Money ain't everything.
Oh, that's for sure. But being able to get that funding to help you do with the type of shit that you're doing, I felt like that was
right.
Something I needed to drop on you in case you didn't already know.
Yes,
that would be a good
one.
That's what the church. That's what churches file under.
Okay.
Word. And you doing ministry type of work. That's why I thought I put the bug in your ear.
Yes, because we
deserve that tax break.
Yes, and we're also going to have a raffle for the homeless. I'm going to get a food truck, and I'm going to try to go from L.A. to, I want to say, the Los Angeles district all the way to San Bernardino with a food truck. And I'm going to pay out of my pocket.
Okay.
But I want to see if other people want to put in, too, so they can be involved in this, too, to help the homeless.
Okay, for sure.
Well, you guys have a
good one. You too, man. Tell the people where they can find you one more time.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Black Melrose. You can find me on Facebook too. I'm mainly on there, Dougie Black Melrose Gray. You can find me on there, and you can find me on SoundCloud too, Black Melrose.
Yes, sir.
And
well,
everybody stay safe out there,
man.
And have a blessed day.
You too, man. It's been a pleasure. We're going to take one more call, and then we're going to get into the mix.
646-673.
What's the deal?
What's up? What's up? This is SX Entrepreneur Big Sean Felder calling from NYC, and it's beautiful out here in New York. It's like 80-something degrees, and it's 333. How y'all doing today, man?
Man, 333. That's a wonderful time, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. And I also want to say some parts of upstate New York has opened up. New York City is not opened up yet, so we're hoping that the governor, Cuomo, shout out to him, he's saying hopefully in mid-June or July, New York City will finally open up, so we're going to wait and see. But it is a beautiful day out here, and everybody's trying to vibe off this New York City weather, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, I want to send a special shout-out to one of my lovely, she's also part of she got a network that deals with helping homeless and domestic violence women. Her name is Royal T. She's also a rapper. Check her out on Instagram. She had also modeled for Essex that she drinks in the past, so check her out. She can spit also. You need to look into her rap style, Royal T. And she got a network called Sisters Keeper that deals with the homeless and domestic violence women. Check that out on social media. I've been donating for her for a good minute, and she does help with the community. And like I said, she can spit. She reminds me of a young MC Light. So look her up, Royal T. Shout out to her. I'm going to give that respect.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
Did you hear about the contest that Positive K is doing with just female MCs through his manager, Miss Angela Davis?
I haven't heard much about that. No, you can
okay.
give me information. I'll give it to Royal T. I'm sure she'll love to join because she's been kind of quiet with her music. Maybe
yeah,
she can get her.
Prince submitted her joint like not too long ago. So
right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll refer that to her, man, because I'm sure she wants to spit a few bars and let you know what time it is, because she's been slowing down also with the coronavirus upstate. So maybe I'll let her come in and spit some bars and get her brand back. You know what I mean? I appreciate that respect.
Yes,
bro.
Already.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Yeah. And also I want to say a shout out to my PR DJ K Nikki. She's been helping me with the Essex brand. We're going to be out in New York Monday doing a promo video. So we'll let you know when that drops. And then also a shout out to Oh My God magazine. I'm going to be in the next issue of Essex. Well, I'll let you know when that drops, and I'm being on the front cover of two magazines. I can't confirm yet. We're still in the negotiation process, so that's what I got going on at this moment.
Okay. That's what's
yeah.
up. Well, the topic
yeah,
you, for today is the movie A Photograph. Have you seen it?
No. You know what's so funny? It was pushing a lot in New York back in February, and I think it stopped showing. And You know, you talking about like a Love Jones. I saw Love Jones. I'm going to tell you something. Nia Long was bad in that movie with Lorenz Tate. That's a classic, yeah. Love Jones. I've seen that. So I don't know if it could top that movie, but Nia Long put that movie on the map. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'll look into it. And, you know, but like I said.
And as a New Yorker, I see why you would say that. But, yeah, you'll see what I mean when you see it.
Right.
Like it's the closest comparison that I can give you if I had to give it one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Love Jones was a classic, man. People still watch that to this day. Like I said, Nia Long put that movie on fire. She's a bad mama, man. You know what I'm saying? She a bad mama. I give Lorenz Tate his props too. He's a good actor. You know, he's been around the game for a while, but I thought Nia Long made that movie. She's everybody's
sixth symbol for that for sure.
Oh yeah, no question. She's definitely everybody's sixth symbol.
But
yes.
I mean, I don't know. You might end up seeing Issa kind of different after you watch this. Like they showed her from some different angles, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like her skin is already like flawless. You know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, the families are affluent, like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you the subtleties in it, it's like, it's a movie to be proud of, you know what I mean?
Positive vibes, okay. I'm gonna try to look into that, man. If you feel that it's like Love Jones with Nia Long, then I give you your props, man. But you know, this ain't Love Jones was just off
like,
the charts when that came
out.
I will. And
man,
I'm gonna get off. Definitely, bro. And anybody, check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder Essex Promotions, and please support my video with Ms. V TV Promotions. It's now over 55,000 views. It debuted on September 2nd, 2015. We try and push that video to 1 million views by the end of the year. So please support that video. Ms. V TV interviews Sean Felder at Sean Felder Essex Promotions. Y'all be easy. Enjoy your weekend, man.
You too, man.
I bet. Easy.
Hey. Yeah, we're going to get into a couple of these joints, man, and we're going to get back into some callers afterwards.
Yeah. Man, Rich. All my life, been rhyming all my life, to listen hard, like I'm giving advice. They so enticed, and if you don't know why, it's 'cause all my life,
just watch it unfold.
Last time that I checked, this
told me that my son was a threat. They can't breathe cause I put up on their neck. I just check the force. You already know the bring the checks. That's the best way we know to come correct. R.I.P. Dip. Me and my son gon' keep it lit. Giving gang, kicking out to the kids. Documentary gon' be big. Showing the kids the streets and what it is. Having knowledge, that's what real power is.
The only 12-year-old threat. Yep. The street saying I'm up next. Last time that I checked, scored above average on my test. Ace to state exam, no sweat. Last time that I checked, trying to get laid late. On the west coast, just to see the empire at the best. Last time that I checked, designer super rush over 7. I watch the 11s and the deals come next. Last time that I checked.
Yo, it's your boy Bunchy. Want to have P&B, Princess and Bunchy. Princess ain't in today. Shout out to her. Everything is kosher. But today has been a good return. We talking about the photograph movie of. Aside from the regular promotions that we've been doing, a few people know about it. Most haven't, but we gonna get into some more callers and see what's good with y'all.
209-915.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Mira, 13 years old from California. How y'all been?
Good. What's good, bro?
None. Just waiting to get on the PlayStation.
That's what's up. Your track's been burning it up, man.
I want to say that. Yeah. I appreciate y'all for playing that single. It was going crazy.
Super crazy. How's everything? How you holding up in this shutdown?
Good. Doing my work, homework and stuff. Waiting to play PlayStation. Yeah, talk to all my friends.
Oh, okay. What you playing?
I haven't started playing yet, but I gotta wait.
Oh, okay. What games you like to play? You like Fortnite, you play 2K, you play Madden?
Oh, well, I play all of those, including GTA.
Ah. Have you seen the trailer for Six yet?
Huh?
It's a trailer out for GTA 6, you know, the PlayStation 5 dropped for Christmas this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got to go on YouTube and check it out. That filter, that trailer is crazy. It's like, it's basically all the GTAs up until 5 is going to be in 6. Like, the GTA map is going to be all the cities.
I'll bet.
Like a whole little GTA country. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you working on any new music?
Well, yeah, I got some new songs dropping every month. I got album dropping this summer. So, yeah. Like Boy Joy dropped like at the end of last month. And it's on all digital platforms now. I got a music video coming up for Black Boy Joy on May 23rd. It's going to be a movie.
Okay. Man, let me get my camera out. I don't want to miss my selfie.
Well, yeah, hopefully I'll blow up. Hopefully that music video will blow up.
Oh, it's no hopefully. It's no hopefully. You gotta speak it. You gotta speak it. It's going to. It's already doing crazy numbers. I'm pretty sure Blackout is not the only place where it's going. Like, I know your numbers is showing improvement. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Cause on my first one that I dropped on SoundCloud, I got 90K for some reason. I don't know why, but
That's what's up. Well, let the people know where they can find you if they don't already know.
Well, y'all can find me on Instagram at Mirich, M-B-I-R-R-I-C-H. and on Twitter at Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H, and on Facebook at Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H. Oh, I forgot the, for Twitter, Mirich underscore one on it. So, yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Well, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank y'all for letting me call in today.
Yes, indeed.
All right, well, I want to say all the people who chase y'all dreams, if y'all want to rap, if y'all want to produce, do anything, don't let nobody say that you can't do it because you can. Yeah.
That's that. Simple as that.
Huh?
All right, man. I said, simple as that. It's good. That's a good look, man. It was good talking to you.
Mhm.
All right, man. Whoa. Peace. Yeah, the phones is blowing up. We gonna take some more callers. What's the deal?
631-252
Yo.
Hello.
Yo, what's the deal?
What's going on, bro? How you living?
Good, man. How are you? What's your name?
Yeah, man. This is my first interview, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, talk to me. Okay. I'm in here with my kids and shit right now, so
you don't have
step out back.
Man.
Yeah, one sec. The host just dropped out. Yeah, just let the people know where you're from and what you got going on.
Shit, Long Island, New York, you know what I mean? Taking no L's. So I go by, you call me L's. You know what I mean? No days off. That's the entertainment we buy. No days off entertainment.
Okay, that's what's up. So you what your links are, where can they find you online?
Well, you can find on Apple Music, you can find us on basically all streaming sites. You can find us by links to God King. Which is LINKZ, the God King. DA, God King.
Okay.
Well, you know, shout out to Links. That's my man's right there. You know,
okay.
So we on all these sites right here.
Good, good. That's what's up.
You know, you can follow me on Facebook too, Taking No L's.
For sure. Will do.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in.
Of course, of course. You know what I mean? That's what I do.
Yeah. Enjoy your weekend. And make
of
sure
course,
you call.
Brother.
Make sure you call Sunday, too. What's your,
Sunday?
What's your time zone? Make sure you call Sunday, too. We're going to be on
time?
one Pacific time, 3 Central and 4 Eastern.
Oh, y'all on the West Coast?
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. But I appreciate the shout out.
For sure, man. Make sure you hit us up.
Of course. I'm going to be more prepared next time I come up here.
Oh, don't even worry about it, man. It just the more you do it, the more familiar you get. It's just it'll start to just be a conversation after a while.
All right.
Let the people know one more time where they can find you.
You find me on all streaming sites, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all that, iTunes, Taking No L's, Links to God King, No Days Off, NDO, #NDO.
Word.
You
can
find
man.
Us all over there.
You have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Peace. Hell yeah, these lines are blowing up. Keep the calls coming.
313-856. What up, though? Hello?
What's the deal?
What up, though?
Cooler, man. How are you? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Interstate Miami, calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Word. I should have known from the what up, though. Yeah, that's what's up. What you got going on? Let the people know what's up.
Man, you know, we got this project coming out called The Interstate Boys. You can look that up on our platform online. You know what I'm saying? We about to put some shit out, you know. My cousin Big Terry just came home. That shit. We about to put out some shit, you know, free BMF, free Big Me.
Right on.
Hell yeah, we about to put out some shit. We got some shit out right now. Interstate Gotto. You can look that up. Interstate Mummy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, shout out Southwest T. You just came home not too long ago.
Hell yeah, cuz came home. We praying for Meeks to come home. They denied his shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully he come home, though. Hell yeah.
You know, let the people know where they can find you, though. One more time before we get
I mean, they can find me on Instagram, BMF Mummy. You can find me on Facebook, Interstate Mummy, or Young Mummy. I ain't got no Twitter or none of that shit.
Okay.
YouTube, Interstate Mummy, or BMF
sure.
Mummy. Any one of them names that pop up on YouTube.
Okay. For sure. All right, well, shit, man. Thanks for calling in. Make sure you call Sunday, too. Call in at 3 o'clock your time.
For sure. I wanted to drop a 16 for y'all.
Oh, shit. Go on and drop. Do your thing, man. Drop that shit.
Shit. I say 75 South, yeah, I hit the road with it. I'm an interstate boy, that's how I get it gone. Nigga, had that cash when I make it, I ain't with the bold business. I'ma leave your ass thinking if I get a bold feeling. If that shit that you can stretch, bring your fiend, let him test it. Betty get a drain in about 23 seconds at the top side. Nigga came straight off a brick. 354 bar, 26 for a zip. Bag life, nigga, yeah, I got some good power. Look, you can get it hard and get a zip for a thawa. Shout out to my instant niggas, get money on Carlisle. Free my nigga face and free my young nigga round. I get love on the west, I get love on the east. When my bitch get mad, I get love out the street. Get a zip or some runs. Hit the mud with a freak, hit the road with a bitch and be gone for a week.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. Dig it.
Michelle, you say Sunday at 3, right?
You for sure got to call Sunday. You for sure got to call Sunday because we're looking for four more people to put in our bracket for the Cypher Sunday contest. We got the Cypher Sunday challenge popping. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that. So, it is that,
yeah.
Man. Let the people know one more time where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, BMF Mummy. You can find me on Facebook, Interstate Mummy. All on Spotify, all that shit. Every platform. All
right. Bet. For sure, man. Thanks for calling in. Make sure you call in on Sunday.
For sure. I appreciate all y'all,
bro.
Too.
Yup. One. Yeah, this shit been blowing up. We gonna keep the calls going.
Oh my god.
This shit been crazy.
Yo.
Cracking. It's cool. I held it down. Shit.
They say the best for last. So you know. But
yeah,
I
you know.
They choose. That's what the Coast is made for. If they didn't know.
Oh man.
Gotta keep that marathon moving, pushing all the way through. So I'm saying it does not end. We do not stop. If one year, we both here.
Oh, real.
For stuff.
That's how that goes.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, guys, it's Princess of the New Hood. You already know who it is. Oh, man. I've just been, just been working, you know, just doing music. And I'm trying to
Did you ever submit the Positive K joint?
I'm close. I'm real close.
Okay. Okay.
The foot is in the door. It's just a button, I guess. So, I'm close.
Well, shit, lock that motherfucker down here.
Oh man, you already know it's a must. I'm hungry. I just been. You know, we all got to find that motivation, you know, so it's
I've been taking drives. It's a cool way to get out the house to stay quarantined. Like, me and my girl just jump in the car and go somewhere.
And just
don't
go
even get out the car, just ride around.
Right. We start taking life in more of its value than more than just of its price. You know, it's a lot to love about the world, but we never looked at it that, you know?
Let's get a couple more calls before the show is over, though.
Yes, it's
like, we got like 3 more minutes.
So what we've been doing...
Ready? Yeah, come on, just bring the caller up.
816-529.
Huh?
What up? What up?
What's going on with you?
Dude, what's the deal, man? What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name's Young Vet. I'm calling from Kansas City. I'm trying to let y'all know I got this fire out, this new fire. I just dropped Solo Mob. I need everybody to go check it out. It's on all streaming platforms. If you got Spotify, check it out there. If you got iTunes, check it out there. If you Apple Music, wherever you at, check me out. It's Young Vet, YUNGVETT. No spaces, and I promise to God I got all fire for y'all. All right,
now, so you're joining our
site this Sunday? Yeah, make sure you hit us up on Sunday to get in on the Cypher Sunday Challenge.
Most definitely, I plan to do my thing on that.
So, right, so you at Central Time, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you gonna call in at 3 o'clock your time
on Sunday.
Sunday.
All right, I got you.
For sure.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
You said what? Tell the people one more time where they can find you.
I'm everywhere. My name is Young Vet, YUNGVETT. On Instagram, it's Young Vet. Twitter, it's Young Vet. Look me up. My music everywhere. It's all anywhere you stream music. Fuck with me.
Anywhere.
Just talking. I'm finna look him up.
I like his ambition.
All right, bro.
I'm gonna go.
All right, bro.
I'm gonna
holler at you in a minute.
Yep. One.
Okay.
Hell yeah, this shit been, I'm telling you, Princess, we got time for one more caller.
One more.
12:59, we can fit one more caller in. What's up?
919-417.
What's up, y'all? This is Tupac Tina from Raleigh, North Carolina. You can catch me on Blackout Radio Show, Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube, Tupac Tina, the Unspoken ENT Show. And I'll be on air Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Y'all can tune in, and I'm also on SoundCloud, Tupac Tina 2U on SoundCloud.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
For sure. Make sure you hit us up Sunday and promote again.
I definitely will. I appreciate y'all, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Too, for sure. That was a good one. We might have one more. I don't know if it's about to cut us off, but we might be able to fit one more. Can we do it, Terry?
Back out radio, the girl Princess of New Hood, and my boy Bunchy Carter, and we live in the freaky
Friday.
Yeah, that's actually no more hands up right now.
All right, for sure. All right, well, shit, that was a hell of a show. We gon' I think we did great. Go see the photograph if you haven't already. That was the topic for the night. Issa Rae and Lakeith David, that shit was fire. Go check it out. Blackout. Call us on Sunday. Make sure y'all hit us up on Sunday. Word.
Why you acting about X, Y, Z? Why you worry about